It's time for Coco to Go-Go.
We are winding down our TBS show.
But don't sashay away.
Rise and shine, all stars.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, June 24th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Actor Harrison Ford has hit a setback while finally filming the long-awaited fifth installment of Indiana Jones. According to a Disney spokesperson, Ford sustained an injury involving his shoulder while rehearsing for a fight scene. They add that production will continue while his course of treatment is determined and the schedule will be changed for his recovery. Indiana Jones 5 began filming in the UK earlier this month, with James Mangold directing and Phoebe Waller-Bridge starring opposite the iconic adventurous archaeologist. The superhero hunters of The Boys are going to be dealing with some new costumed creeps in Season 3. Joining Jensen Ackles as Soldier Boy, the Captain America-like icon, next season will be Sean Patrick Flannery, Nick Wexler, and Miles Gaston Villanueva, all playing original creations for the series. Villanueva will play Supersonic, and while Amazon wouldn't confirm his story or superpowers, many suspect he will be an ex-boyfriend of Starlight. Flannery will play Gunpowder, and Wexler will be playing Blue Hawk. And we have more Peabody Award winners to tell you about. They include Michaela Cole's HBO limited series, I May Destroy You, which we've told you about many times here on the podcast, and Guillermo del Toro's La Llorona, which is available on Shudder. Netflix's Crip Camp also picked up an honor in the documentary category. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Our show just started, and it's already time to say goodbye. Well, to our number three pick, that is. After 28 years, Conan O'Brien is bidding farewell to late night with the final episode of his TBS show, Conan. From the year 2000 to Triumph the Insult Comic Dog to Clueless Gamer to his travel shows, he has left an indelible mark on the late night landscape. And he won't be going anywhere anytime soon. O'Brien will host a weekly HBO Max variety show sometime down the road. But first, expect plenty of surprises on the hour-long Conan finale, which will feature Jack Black as O'Brien's final guest. Here's a behind-the-scenes look at Black's preparation.
So Conan O'Brien asked if I would be the final guest on his final episode of Conan O'Brien's show on TBS, and I was like, absolutely, dude. We go back way back. What an honor. Is it pressure? Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. You think about that. The final guest, that means you have to be the best guest of all times. Am I up to the task? Hell yes. I aims to bring it. Thursday, June 24th. Let's be the best farewell host of all times. I'm getting nervous. I gotta be honest with you. I'm getting nervous. And that's when Jables kicks it into overdrive. I gotta write some ideas. That's a hilarious idea.
Ooh, that's a good idea as well.
Ooh, spicy idea. Run that up the flagpole, see if anyone bites. Ooh, that'll get them going. It'll get the juices flowing. I don't have any good ideas. Look at what I got. This is what I got. I got bullshit. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Well, if all else fails, he can steal Paul Rudd's bit and throw to that Mac and Me clip one last time. The final episode of Conan airs tonight at 10 on TBS. Trivia. It's trivia time. Who was Conan O'Brien's very first guest on Late Night back in 1993? John Goodman, Tom Hanks, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Stay tuned for the answer. Now, court is in session for our number two pick, The Good Fight. The absurdist Paramount Plus legal drama is heading in a new direction for season five after the pandemic cut its fourth season short last year. The new episodes find Christine Baranski's Diane wondering whether it's appropriate for her to run a black law firm alongside Audra McDonald's Liz following the departure of two top lawyers. Meanwhile, the firm becomes entangled with an ordinary Chicagoan, played by Mandy Patinkin, who decides to open his own courtroom in the back of a copy shop. Never change The Good Fight. Here's a preview.
I don't understand anything anymore.
Welcome to 2021.
You and me, partners.
How do we create more opportunities for black lawyers?
This isn't good for Diane.
Do you have any questions?
I'm just listening.
You cannot have a white partner head up a black firm.
Did I miss something about a partners meeting?
Just to make this formal, I'm Detective Starkey with the FBI.
We understand we don't need the musical introduction here.
Now, fans may be wondering what happened to the Memo 618 thread left dangling last season. Creators Michelle and Robert King assure us it will be addressed, but won't take up a lot of real estate this season. And with the Trump administration out of the picture, there will be lots of new thematic territory to explore, starting with the departure of Delroy Lindo's Adrian, which will raise issues of gender, age, and race at the firm. You can watch the season premiere of The Good Fight on Paramount Plus right now. Stick around, our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. As we continue to mourn the loss of the dearly departed Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, we have star Skylar Astin here to recommend some new viewing options. Astin recently spoke to EW's Sydney Buxbaum, who asked him, "What you watching?"
Well, I'm finally watching Handmaid's Tale. I like had to wait to let with the proper headspace, and I'm obsessed. It's so such good acting. I watched Bo Burnham's comedy special twice. I thought it was incredible. And I'm going to get started on Mare of Easton because it's been recommended highly to me. I hate it, and I love that I get to, like, binge it all because I heard people were like, oh, I would have hated to have to wait. And I actually haven't been spoiled about anything other than the accents that they use and the actors involved, and I am here for it already.
That's really impressive that you didn't get spoiled. I feel like everyone was talking about it, like, right when the finale aired, so that's amazing.
I live right under the perfect rock.
In deference to Astin and his fellow rock dwellers, we will steer clear of Mayor of Easttown spoilers. Just know that you can now stream the full limited series on HBO Max. And now, Queens, start your engines for our number one pick, the sixth edition of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. 13 queens are returning for the new season, including Eureka, Ginger Minj, Scarlet Envy, and more, to compete for a coveted spot in the All-Stars Hall of Fame. Season 12's returning face crack icon Jan promises a chaotic and emotional journey to the crown, and Trinity K. Bonet says it will be the best season yet. You know, not that she's biased or anything. This season's guest judges include Charlie XCX, Emma Roberts, and Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles-Lawson. But let's be honest, the bigger attraction here is the competition, which naturally will be filled with twists and turns. Here's EW's Drag Race expert Joey Nolfi on what to expect.
The lip-sync plotline is back, but there is a new twist in store, and we don't know exactly what it is yet, but the internet rumor mill is turning faster than Candy Muse's brain trying to figure out what turn a new leaf means, and from what they're saying on the internet, I believe we can expect maybe some lip-sync or performance element to come into play in a way that we maybe haven't seen before to add a new layer to this season. That's what a lot of people seem to be predicting on Twitter and on Reddit, so we'll see where that goes. But I know that Jillian and I have been discussing, and she and I agree, we would love to see this return to teams maybe for one season like they did on All Stars 1. Like, can you imagine if it actually was RuPaul's Best Friends Race with all the iconic friends from season to season, not enemies together like Pandora and Mimi, but actual friends like Monet and Bob paired together on a season? I mean, you couldn't get any better than that.
Well, you can hear more from Joey on the latest episode of our What to Watch video series coming this weekend. In the meantime, you can stream the season premiere of Drag Race All-Stars on Paramount Plus now. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question, who was Conan O'Brien's very first guest on Late Night back in 1993? John Goodman, Tom Hanks, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus? If you didn't get this right, it's all good, man. The answer is John Goodman, who received a first guest medal for his appearance. Well, that is gonna do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.